What's up, y'all? It's your boy Razor Lees. You are tuned in to the In the Post podcast. Now, man, that game, man. I mean, what do we say? We know who the Warriors are. We know who they are. They champions. It's in their blood. They've been here before. The Mavericks haven't. So, I mean, getting into game one, I was really excited heading into this game, just given what's been going on these playoffs as a whole, and particularly with Jimmy Butler. Buckets has surprised me through the playoffs. Each game, you can expect him to at least take a step back or have an off game, but that just ain't been the case, as he put up 41 points in 41 minutes against the Celtics last game. And the reason why that has any relevance to this game is I said that in previous podcasts, I feel like Jimmy Butler and Luka Doncic are in similar situations when it comes to offense and who can help generate it on their teams besides them. Butler has Hero as his second best consistent scoring option. And I use that word consistent loosely. You can argue Bam, and I give you that one on the fact that they both just as inconsistent for as high ceilings they both have. Now, Kyle Lowry is always hurt, and when he is out there, going out there and getting his own is possible, but there's a reason why Fred VanVleet is still in Toronto and Kyle Lowry ain't, in my opinion. Now, Max Strauss and P.J. Tucker, they decent. I mean, you know, they dare to do what they do. Max can hit some shots for you, though. So, yeah, they a pack of dogs, and the fact that they made it this far is just dope to me because they doing it different. They doing it unconventional. It's similar to the way what the Mavericks got going on. But to be honest, it's just the Mavericks ain't a bunch of dogs. Which, that ain't a bad thing necessarily, because the team that they playing, who had 3 rings, Hall of Famers, and the Golden State Warriors, you know, they do got one dog, Draymond. Side note, I wonder what a team of super pack of dogs would look like with like Draymond, Marcus Smart, Jimmy Buckets, you know what I'm saying? Just at every position of pit bull. I wonder what that would look like, you know, Pat Bev. But anyway, I digress. The Mavericks are a mirror image to the Heat, you know, when it comes to scoring or scorers, as I said a bunch of times, but I'll give it to the Mavericks. Or I give them the edge as having 2 or more scorers that can go get their own with Spencer and Brunson. But that tenacity, it just ain't there in my opinion. And Luka can beat Luka every game. And that's just not going to be enough to beat the Warriors. They're going to need to be consistent. They're going to need to get consistent. 15 to 20 points from people like DFS. Brunson going to have to go out there and give them 20 to 30. Books is going to have to go in there and give you 15 to 20, which is asking for double the production from them two, as in DFS and Bullocks. You know, the same, and they just can play the same amount of minutes, which ain't asking much because they basically playing a whole game and only combining for 18 points. But this is the playoffs, where in order to win a championship, you're going to have to elevate your game, G. They ain't got to elevate it to a superstar status or even star status. They just have to be somewhat offensive productive, you know what I'm saying? Just some offensive production from 2 starters that are capable of playing 40 plus minutes. Like, why else are you out there? Just to stand there and look around and stick your hand out and deflect passes here and there and catch a 3 while you standing in the corner waiting for Luka to do all the work? Nah, that ain't gonna cut it. The Warriors, they been here. They been there, done that. They true core is still together and still intact, so they possibly could have the best chemistry of all the teams that's left. And if they don't, they should. But I think it's safe to say we know they do. And they are just as consistent as they ever been. You know, it was just health that was playing a factor. And the reason why they probably don't have at least another ring as we speak right now. But this may be probably the best opportunity they get in a while, given the fact that they aren't sure if they'll be able to stay healthy, especially when you factor in the age of these 3 Hall of Famers. But the Warriors front office should be recognized as well, because they was able to keep this core intact this long in the modern NBA, which is a marvel within itself. And the fact that they were able to go and get Andrew Wiggins, which I think a lot of people forgot that Wiggins was the number one pick in the draft and had LeBron James and Zion Williams type expectations and hype, with a lot of people ready to consider Wiggins a bust. But he's showing to be very valuable to this Warriors team. You know what I mean? Even though his name is always the first one to pop up in trade rumors and scenarios and stuff, but he's still doing his thing out there balling for him. And the addition of Jordan Poole to back up, to, you know, back up these dudes. Really, he ain't even been backing up most of the time. Sometimes he'll start. But the addition of him in the backcourt, well, that's a nickname, the Splash Brothers. And this name, Jordan Poole, is just perfect to me. It seems meant to be. Jordan, like I said at the time, he's the best player on the team, even making Steph Curry willing to take a back seat, even come off the bench, and just ride with the high hand of Poole, which shows an extreme amount of character on behalf of Steph Curry. And more than that, shows his dedication to winning for this team. You know, him willing to put his best interest to the side for the team to win. And got Kevon Looney being a beast on the boards. Otto Porter is actually a good fit with this team, and I feel like 5 years ago he would have fit even better. But hey, what can you do? It ain't 5 years ago. This game was crazy though, because in the first quarter, right off the bat, I could tell that the Warriors was going to be too much for the Bud and Young team. Because early in the game, the Warriors were already in their bag, with Kuminga getting some early minutes and being productive out there. Jordan Poole continues to stay hot, hitting mid-range along with Kuminga early in that first quarter. My man Draymond Green was his usual self, being the best defender in the league in the past 10 years, and I don't think it's debatable at all. Andrew Wiggins doing his thing too. He had 10 of the first 24 points from the Warriors in the first quarter, when it was, what, 24-18. He was getting it done in the mid-range too. That's a forgotten art form in the modern NBA, but the Warriors ain't forgot how to play that way. And shout out to the Bulls too, and DeMar DeRozan, because he still generate his offense in the mid-range too. But Wiggins was out there, he was hooping. And that's why this Warriors team is so dangerous, because not only do they have three Hall of Famers, but they was out there and able to go get Wiggins. And he's been having sort of a renaissance, and maybe he's just maturing and coming into the player he always was going to be. But today, it's been it's been times where Wiggins was the best player on the Warriors this season, just like Jordan Poole. And there's no jealousy internally. They ride with whoever's going. In this game, the Mavericks never even saw the lead. The Warriors literally played most of the team, or they played most of the games hard this year. And this game was their best game that they played as a team, you know, maybe that I've seen a playoff team play this year. Because they had seven players in double figures, with six of the seven having three or more assists. Stephen Curry was the leading scorer with 21 points. Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins was right behind him with a solid 19. And Klay had a decent 15, which is in line with what the rest of the team was doing. Draymond Green was his usual self with 10 points, 9 rebounds. And Looney, 10 points, 5 boards. Otto Porter, 10 points, 6 boards. I mean, nobody on the Warriors even played over 35 minutes, so they should be rested and ready for game 2. So now you start seeing it's levels to this shit if you the Mavericks. And the end score was 87-112. Mavericks losing by 25. And it's exactly because of what I've been talking about, y'all. Reggie Bullock's 36 minutes, 12 points. Dorian Finney-Smith, 34 minutes, y'all. Y'all ready for this? 5 points. So 70 minutes between the two of them, 17 points. Bruh, come on. The Warriors did a good job on Luka too. He only had 20 points, 7 boards, 4 assists in 35 minutes. Brunson 14 points, and Dinwiddie had 17 too. So it was just, you know, it wasn't a good game for them, man. The Warriors' ability, or what's his name, Kleber, only had 3 points and 3 rebounds in 19 minutes. And the Warriors' ability to go small, it cut down the center minutes for the Mavericks to just 33. You know, because they was trying to get smaller to keep up. Your boy Burton came in for 13 minutes. And Nilakina came in, I can't ever say that nigga name. Nilakina, he came in for 10 minutes. It was garbage minutes or whatever. But between the two of them, 23 minutes, and they combined for just 2 rebounds. No points. Yeah. So the Mavs, man. Man. Mavs, they might get swept. They might be able to. I mean, honestly, I feel like they can get swept. Because I'm looking at these numbers, and DFS and Reggie Bullock's, man, they going to be the reason why this team isn't a championship caliber team. It's not because they ain't stars. They don't need to be. But these pedestrian numbers they putting up in the playoffs are pathetic. And I feel like the Mavericks are going to have some soul searching to do. And think about these forward positions in the offseason to help Luka in the future, because this just ain't built to make deep runs in the playoffs, especially when you have to go through teams like the Warriors. Well, we still could potentially have 13 games left in this NBA season before it's all said and done. And I wouldn't be mad if we was forced to watch all 13. So here's hoping to the Mavericks don't get swept and push it so we can get as many games left this season as we can. But man, it's late. I wanted to get this out to y'all. It's your boy Razor Lees. Y'all tuned in to the In the Post podcast. I'm going to catch up with y'all for the next game. And I'm out.